Time now for Curious Wisconsin, where we highlight interesting, unusual, and unique people and places around the state of Wisconsin.
In this edition, we go to Superior to visit a musical museum called A World of Accordions. It features over 1,300 accordions and related instruments and exhibits devoted to musicians and bands which featured the accordion.
Helmy Harrington is the owner and curator of A World of Accordions in Superior. Helmy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for allowing me to be part of this program.
Well, what will we see when we walk into the World of Accordions Museum?
Well, first you should know that we're not only a local, but also a national and in many ways a world treasure. We are the single best accordion museum collection of instruments and their taxonomy in history anywhere. But you will see a breathtaking, eye-appeal, candy-like selection of 1,300 accordions on display. There are more in the building for varying displays, but you'll see all kinds of colors and designs, many more types of keyboard structures than anybody presumes is part of the family.
You mentioned the taxonomy. How much variety is there in the way accordions are designed and put together?
They were invented in 1829 by patent of Cyril Damian in Vienna. The instruments spread like wildfire throughout the world, and every country and every small place redesigned them to suit their own musical needs. So there are hundreds and hundreds of variations. No one has yet put together a complete taxonomy, and I've personally been working on one for 20 years, and it's still not complete.
Wow. And you've also got exhibits and tributes to a number of accordionists and bands that feature the accordion. Can you tell us about a couple of them?
Absolutely. Well, here, the accordion is always popular throughout the world. It's one of the main distributors of folk music, legends, texts, body rhythms, dances, and traditions everywhere. So we have folk interests that are particularly strong since the 1980s, in which there was a rejuvenation of nostalgia throughout the United States. We have lots of pop music that results through and from that. So garage accordionists or garage bands add an accordion or a concertina, at least to the 75% of all, I am told. There are lots of rock and roll or pop bands that use them for periodic sound effects. And, of course, the instrument is a concert instrument, so there are a number of not only entertainment and virtuoso groups, but very serious artistic performers that deal with the original repertory of the instrument, which is every bit as important to the world as Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms.
It's a really versatile instrument. It's kind of like a guitar in a way that it's portable. It can be a solo accompaniment to somebody singing, and it works really well with a band, too.
Well, this is true.
Now, tell us a little more about the museum. How long have you been there?
We have the museum was established about 25 years ago. We were first in Duluth, and we've been in Superior, Wisconsin for the last 12-plus years. The museum comprises not only the collection of accordions, but also a fabulous concert hall in which they are sounded and which has attracted performers from all over the world. We have library rooms that deal with reference materials and constructions of the instrument's history. We have about a million pieces of music that are accordion-related. For all of the members of the accordion family, we have catalogs, we have historic descriptions, we have reference materials, and we have the American Accordionist Association's archival collection, so that there is a presence in our building where people can view the social history of this major organization. Wow. We also have the Defner Legacy. We have some very specialized collection sites.
So you mentioned that you get musicians from all over the world. You also get researchers coming in to check out all those materials.
Thank you for asking. Yes, we've had at least 24 worldwide. We get national people and about 24 books or DVD documentaries have resulted from at least part of the studies that take place here.
Now, you are obviously someone who loves the accordion. What led you to that?
My mother and I emigrated from Germany after World War II, and it was how my mother made a living for us in Texas. She studied at the world's best accordion school and then made a living for our small family in Texas. I was interested in what she did, so even as a small child, was influenced by the accordion. I used the accordion to support myself all the way through 14 years of college. But by the time I was a teenager, my eyes went to a different direction, and I became a concert pianist, in addition to which, I earned a PhD in musicology. So nowadays, people don't argue too much about truth in references, but certainly the passion for music has been part of my life. And the knowledge of good and bad is present in that. Certainly also the love of making the music, which has spurred everything I've ever done.
With all the time you put into the museum, do you still have time to play and perform and teach music?
I have about 60 students a week.
Really? Wow.
In two locations, 200 miles apart. I play regularly in concerts and have done so with the symphony as well as in my own private environment here and elsewhere, as well as in national venues. So, yes, the love of making the music is what spurs and keeps it alive in my heart.
And if we visit World of Accordions, would we be able to talk you into doing a performance in your music hall there?
Oh, I wish you would. Yes, put me to the test. You see, I play all of the members of the accordion family, and so when I put on a demonstration, I'll play that which is folk, virtuoso, specific ethnic, like French musettes, as well as concert material and the transcriptions from the classics like Bach fugues or original music that was written for the accordion. Yes, I do all of it.
How important is the accordion as part of our cultural heritage here in Wisconsin in particular?
I think Wisconsin has a special basis for love in the instrument. We have many great performers that have established their lifespans here. I mean, Frankie Yankovic is certainly one. We have so many specific ethnic groups that have loved and promoted the accordion. I think we're in a very fortuitous place. But also, Wisconsin is in the center of the nation. There is no more perfect place to have some activity or important interest like we have for the accordion.
I've seen, it seems like, more and more people getting into accordions or the accordion family. I know my brother has picked up the concertina recently. Are we in the midst of an accordion renaissance?
Well, I'd like to say that there has never been a major decline because, you see, I've been in the accordion studio and business activities all my life, and it's always been big and important in my world. But I do think that there's truth to that. There are more people buying more instruments, more companies coming into existence, more distribution issues that seem to go not only nationwide but worldwide. Helmy, so the groundswell is there again.
Helmy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ferret. I love the opportunity.
That was Helmy Harrington. She's curator of A World of Accordions Museum in Superior.